Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio.
Cal McNair, officially the owner of the Texans. I'm old enough to remember when Cal McNair was Tommy Boy. Sell the team,
let's
Cal,
go.
Was one of the main rally cries. Now, a new general manager in Nick Caserio threw the sticks for a couple of years. D'Amico Ryans, the chosen one, returns. You seem to have found a quarterback. And now Cal McNair, with all this momentum, is officially the owner of the Houston Texans. But what does it really mean? We'll get into that in a sec, but let's hear the statements.
Yeah.
Sweet Janice has a statement, as does Cal himself. Let's start. Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Janice McNair, the one who John McClain questioned for sitting in air conditioning. Janice, take it away for us. Let's hear Janice's statement.
Janice McNair's statement: the Houston Texans mean so much to our family, and I'm extremely proud that Cal will continue to lead the franchise moving forward. He's done such a terrific job as our CEO, and we believe this move is what's best for everyone involved with the organization to secure our future under Cal's leadership. I know how pleased Bob would be to see this, and our fans should be incredibly excited about the direction we're headed. I will continue to support Cal and the team in every way that I can, and of course, be rooting for us each and every week.
There you go. There's Janice.
We have Cal.
What about Cal? What has Cal got to say about this?
I first want to acknowledge. No, I first.
Tell me a story, OG.
Okay. I first want to acknowledge the incredible work my mom has done over the last 5 years since taking over. She has been an inspirational leader for our family, our team, and our community. I can't thank her enough for the foundation she's helped build and her countless contributions both on and off the field. It's an exciting time to be a Houston Texan, and I'm honored to lead this franchise. This move ensures the long-term stability of our franchise.
There you go.
And we will continue to operate the way we have been over the last couple of years, pursuing a championship for the city of Houston while doing great things in the community and for our fans.
See, I think this ends potential family drama, or at least limits it.
That's definitely
it's his squad.
A part of it. It's his squad.
It's his squad, and it actually starts to make a little bit of sense as to why, perhaps, in my uneducated, legal yet educated-ish legal opinion, that maybe they were trying to get out in front of this to where, before this could become official, maybe you could kind of put a stop to it.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I don't think that's the whole thing. Let me ask you this, though. Because he and Hannah have clearly been sort of running things as CEO and obviously his partner.
Yeah.
Does anything change? Is there any stamp as owner that he wants that can happen?
I think one thing could change.
Really?
I think one thing could change. Do you think anything changes?
I think there's a real possibility.
Okay, what do you think changes?
No, I don't know. I'm asking because that's a legitimate question. I wasn't being like just rhetorical.
Like what possibility?
I think there's possibilities of like everybody who takes over a team, like your owner or you're the boss. Let's put it that way. You always have that one thing you've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, that one stamp you want to make.
Yeah.
Impression, whatever. I honestly, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I think there's probably something.
Maybe I just don't know the guy as well, and I don't think that any of us would be able to relate to this. I don't know that Cal really has an ego, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that Cal has, like, a massive ego to where there's going to be something that he wants to do. I don't think he wants to, like, if anything, I think that Hannah sticks her chest out a little bit more even.
You think that's it?
I think Hannah perhaps sticks her chest out a little bit more, and she should. She's the yin to his yang, the mm-hmm. zig to his zag, all that type of stuff.
Joke about riding together, ride or die.
I don't think Cal gets this done, and Cal just wants to stick it to anyone. I don't know. I just don't feel like he has the ego that a lot of people have.
I don't think it's necessarily sticking it to anyone. It's like that old line, well, if I were in charge, I would fill blank. In the blank. You know,
but he's been kind of in charge, right?
He has been, but he's still kind of, I'm sure, running everything by Janice. Official stamp of approval, if you have to be official. And now I'm wondering if there's anything. 713-572-4610. I really can't think of
what
anything.
Would you do?
I was asking a legitimate question.
What would you do?
If I were Cal?
Yeah. If you were Cal now and it's officially your squad, what are you doing? What's the deal?
That's me thinking, by the way. I know you're not.
Is it anything else to do?
I'm trying to tear down the Astrodome.
Oh, that's a good one.
Trying to tear down the Astrodome right away. Get rid of
that. You know what? You hit it. You
get
hit
rid
it.
Of that piece of crap.
You hit it square on the head.
That piece of junk.
I can tell you from conversations I had with his father.
Yeah.
Even though there wasn't a whole lot he could do because it's a county enterprise, it's a county establishment building, he really wanted to do something with that. I think,
do something?
Like, tear it down first.
Yeah.
And then have something there, put something there that could enhance the Texans' experience and the rodeos, to be honest. I always go back to, like, the Woodlands Waterway area. Stores, yeah. Restaurants, a water feature. That whole thing right there is no bigger than where the footprint of the Astrodome is.
Yes.
You could lift it and put it right there.
Yeah.
That's just me. But something like that.
Make it pop.
Where people, it would be a destination.
Oh, just make it a parking lot.
Or you could do that, but I could see something maybe a little more elaborate.
A little bar.
A little bit like the Woodlands Waterway area, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm going to put a Pluckers there.
You could put a Pluckers there. What else you want? What do you want there, Figgy?
Put a Quiznos.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about Quiznos.
I remember Quiznos there.
I don't know about Quiznos.
It's around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's too far, Maine. That traffic gets too hot.
Pluckers.
Yeah, put a Pluckers.
Nothing Landry's.
Put a... No Tilda Petita. I'm going to put a... like a bar, like a outdoor bar area. Like, you know what? I'll put a Kirby Ice House there.
Have you ever been to the boardwalk in Orlando at Universal Studios?
Yes.
Something like that. Something like that would
could
fit.
Could they support it?
Come on. Absolutely. There's events there year round. And then with the rodeo and the Texans games, you know, imagine walking around the boardwalk for about an hour, get to the stadium early, walk around for a couple hours, then go into the game?
There was something pretty sad yesterday with the owners' meetings where Cal was.
What's that?
I mean, if you saw all of the media scrums and you saw just some of the attention that most of these coaches were getting and stuff, like you had Sean Payton, D'Amico Ryans, by the way, we'll hear from him at 11. Some audio that you haven't heard. We're going to hear him on why they traded Malik Collins. I think we can read between the lines there. Aaron Wilson asked him about the attempted trade of Keenan Allen.
All right.
We got a lot of good stuff from D'Amico Ryans coming up at 11 o'clock. Stuff you haven't heard right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. But there was like four people around the Texans.
I saw more than that in some.
It's just four, man.
Really?
Not much. I mean, and we got to expand this media. That's my vision. I want the media to just expand. I want The Athletic to hire a beat writer, Brooks Cabina. Treat him the way he deserves to be treated, not the way the Chronicle treated him.
Yeah.
And then I want the Chronicle to start stepping their game up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, I mean, I think just in general, the Texans are going to be commanding more. That's why I would have thought they would have commanded more already. But not just from local, but definitely local.
Got to get it up, man.
Yeah, got to get it up.
They got to get that up. Does that happen or not?
What do you mean? Like if a team gets good?
I mean, yeah.
All the time.
Well, the Broncos stink. They just have the history.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And that's Sean Payton.
Yeah.
You know, people want to get a part of that. But on Cal and Hannah, there's something. And I think you are on to something with the whole Astrodome partnership with the county, figuring something out. There's something he wants to do and maybe put his stamp on here and really elevate their presence because they're already very popular.
346 says, like Globe Life Park in Arlington, no doubt. The Texans could use something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they could absolutely use something like that. Say what you want about them folks up in Arlington or whatever, but that is a very, very nice area that they got. 713 has a question. Would you really want to be the guy known for destroying the Astrodome?
Yes.
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 Do you take pride in that thing out there when you go out there? If you do, then I can promise you I know what your house looks like.
Yes.
It smells like cigarettes.
You're a hoarder.
26 cats.
Yeah.
You have probably the same clothes. You probably have like the clothes. You have every toy that your kid ever had, and the kid's been moved out for 20 years. If you like what the Astrodome looks like right now, you are a hoarder.
Yeah. Little area like that, you know, the Woodlands area, the boardwalk in Orlando at Universal Studios, anything like that. By the way, they're behind. Most stadiums and new stadiums and refurbishing that they're doing around the country has those things.
Yeah, and they don't have their old stadium just sitting there lurking.
Yes, and they're actually behind the curve on that. And why would the county not want to be a part of that?
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah.
Be a hero, Cal.
Yeah.
Be a straight hero. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Controversy in two major sports, one of which can be connected to one of the bigger scandals that we've witnessed around here. We'll get into that and a lot more as we localize it next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.